Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker, on this TV theme song Thursday, one of his favorite days of the week.
No doubt about it. What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I had a day off from television. We're off. For those who've been looking for First Things First, we're off today, off tomorrow, and off Monday.
Really?
Because of soccer.
Okay.
You know, sometimes
Wow.
they have tournaments that the network has deals with.
So you had a chance to relax a little bit today and take it easy?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
And nothing wrong with that?
It was nice, yep. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Nothing going on in the sports world at all, but my God. Chris, my God.
Stuff is hitting the fan, isn't it?
Wow. And we will get into it and talk about it. There's a lot of stuff floating around, and I think people are a little misguided. So we'll get into that. But yes, the TV theme song Thursday, great day, beautiful day here in Los Angeles. So let's go. I'm ready to make it happen.
All right, let's do it. We got Gary Washburn, Boston Globe national
He's
NBA
busy.
Writer, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right, we're glad to have him, friend of the show, because we are going to start with the Boston Celtics and the situation surrounding their head coach, Ime Udoka. Let's introduce the crew first. We got Danny G in for the super producer, Rob G.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got Monsi Bolaños on the update.
Monsi!
And, of course, DJ Alex Teicher,
he's the
a.k.a.
Rock.
Alex
he's
the ex-vegan or the vegan. I don't know where he's at.
He's
right
the
now.
Rock. All but, I know is he's always eating meat now. I don't know.
Right. So I don't know how to call him. You got to go at least 5 months straight before we start calling you the vegan again.
That ain't happening.
We'll see. All right, Rob, let's get into it. The big news, Monsi announced it at the top of the hour.
Yes.
Ime Udoka, a superstar, you know, that's an overstatement, but rising star as a head coach. First year with the Celtics, led him to the NBA Finals, did a great job, and now has come under fire. He has broken the team rules by having a consensual affair with a female staffer. Now, we don't know who that female is. We don't know, did he use his power, right, as a head coach to start the relationship or anything. We really don't know those details, but the reporting is saying that the Celtics are considering a one-year suspension for Udoka, and the assistant Joe Mazzulla would be the head coach. And a lot to get into here, Rob, but what are your thoughts?
This can't go on. Plain and simple,
relationship.
Yeah, it can't happen, Chris. Because and this is why they put these kind of rules and conduct codes in, because you make the company liable. Just what you just said about a boss and a subordinate, and whether right. or not they feel pressured into something because you're my boss, because you know what I mean. You control yep. my life. You control whether I get paid, whether if I don't go along with it, I get demoted, or you know what I mean, or let go. Right. So there's a lot. That's why they don't want these things to happen. And I know a lot of people are like, this is personal. And no. Stop. This is not new, Chris. This happens a lot.
No, it's not new at all.
Okay.
It's not new at all.
I want people who don't know this, go check out the story of Jeff Zucker, who was the boss of CNN, Chris, who lost his gig. He was the big boss who ran the network. Why? Because he had a consensual relationship with someone underneath him, you know, as far as rank. I don't mean it like that. Can I give you another?
You can't help yourself.
I can't help it. Chris, let me give you one more.
Okay, go ahead.
Steve Phillips. You know that. Steve Phillips.
I remember that.
Steve Phillips,
at the New York Times during that time.
Lost his job first, yep. Chris, at the New York Mets as GM for again, having a relationship with someone on the staff. He yep. overcame that, went to ESPN, became a great baseball analyst. Chris, what happened at ESPN?
Same thing.
Same exact thing, and he lost his job. So give me another example. I just want people to know that this is not uncommon.
The person that brought myself, Rob Parker.
Yes. Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp, Nick Wright, Colin Cowherd, all of us to Fox Sports One. And Rob, I am sure you'll agree with me. Fantastic at his job. Fantastic at his job. And he had a relationship, consensual, with a woman at the company and was fired promptly. Promptly. Rob, you remember that. It
pierced us all.
Right. And there were no ifs, ands, or buts. He was fired. As great as he was fired. And so you're right. This is not new. Now, look, there were rumors, Rob, going on Twitter about that they felt that they had found the woman who worked in the Celtics organization.
It's
very
wrong.
Unfair. And yes, the reporting from Mark Spears, who does a great
Let's
job.
Let's not say her name.
No, I won't say her name, but he said it's not true.
It's not her.
She's not involved. Thankfully, she was married. So I'm glad that,
married,
that she's not involved.
And her husband worked for the Celtics too, Chris.
Right.
Her husband worked for the Celtics, so...
So right now, again, we don't know all the details, all right? But you're right. You can't there's a reason that these rules exist. Now, Rob, a lot of people have brought up the Phil Jackson Genie Bus situation. With the Lakers, Genie was working, obviously, in the front office for the Lakers when Phil Jackson was hired in 1999, and they began a relationship that lasted almost 20 years. And Phil was actually married. Now, he had just announced he was going to divorce his wife right before he joined the Lakers, like a month before he took over the Lakers. But they weren't officially divorced until 2020. He had already started dating Jeannie. She was not the owner, but her dad was. And look, Jerry Buss was obviously a tremendously successful owner. Rob, he would not be able to exist in today's climate.
No
way he would be able to be an owner today. His womanizing was very well known. But yeah, there are a lot of people bringing that up, Rob. And look, do different franchises. I don't know what the Lakers rule is.
But the Celtics have a rule on the books.
You know, was very lenient.
He had to sign off on it, Chris.
Right. Because he was very lenient in those matters. But yeah, I do think there are a lot of parallels to that. However, the Celtics do have a rule. And here's the bottom line is this, Rob. If you and I are both driving on the highway and I'm speeding, I'm going 80 and you're going 80 and the cops stop me, I can say, well, he's going 80.
It doesn't matter, right?
And I'm right about that, but what I can't do is argue that I don't deserve a ticket.
Exactly, because you were traveling at 80 miles an hour. Let me say this, Chris, two things. I don't think he'll ever coach the Celtics again. I don't.
I'm with you there.
He will not be able to come back for people to look at him the same way, for people to have trust that he's the trusted leader. It's just not going to work, okay? So then people say, well, why didn't they fire him? Chris, I don't know. Did he get a new contract recently? I don't know what the financial.
He just started his first. He just was his first.
Right,
year,
his first
so I
year.
Doubt it.
Okay, I think to me, if you suspend him for a year, Chris, A, he doesn't get paid, so there's he's not getting paid,
right?
And B, he's sitting out knowing he can't come back. He comes back after the year or whatever, and then he says, "I want to buy out, or I don't want to come back as well." And then you don't have to pay him all the money. I don't know what the deal is. I'm not saying he's making a gazillion dollars. But that's the only reason, because most people in a situation would have been fired, plain and simple.
Well, I agree with you in that I don't think he'll coach the Celtics again.
Right. I'm not saying he won't ever coach again. Right, right.
I mean, honestly, we're going off the thinking that the suspension is going to be a year.
Because that's what's
out there.
Right, right.
Now, if they say the suspension is for 3 weeks and it's a hefty fine, then I think he'll be back. I do think, now we don't know all the details, right? But I don't know, assuming it's not, you know, who knows how bad it could be, the person he's having the relationship, was she married? Was she married to somebody in the organization? Yeah, was she pressured? I mean, there are degrees to this. But if he just, let's just say he had a consensual sexual relationship with, say, a secretary in the office, right? And that's not tied to any players or anybody else in the organization. I think he'd be able to come back with the authority. I don't think players would look at him like, oh, you know, we can't respect you. Because, Rob, let's keep it real. Affairs in professional sports are commonplace.
Now,
doesn't make it right, but they're commonplace.
Okay, let me jump in. I agree with you from that standpoint, but again, you're one of the face of the franchise. It is.
Do you know coaches that have affairs? Yeah, I know plenty of coaches that have affairs.
Yeah,
players know about it.
But it's not as messy and out front as this was.
Uh-huh.
And Chris, we always talk about it. It's the smoking gun. It's the video. It's knowing some details.
But
I'm just saying.
I don't think players really. A lot of players are cheating on their wives themselves.
Not everybody.
Not everybody. Of course, I said a lot. So they're going to look at him. They're going to look down and judge him.
Also,
some may.
But also, you got females, you got women who are Celtics fans, you got other women who are.
I'm not talking about fans, okay. I'm talking about players. Would he be able to coach those players and have their authority? I still think he would. Here's my issue with why I don't think he'll coach them again, assuming it's a year-long suspension. I think the Celtics either should have been, it should have been a substantial fine and let him keep coaching or fire him. Rob, what is a, if it's a year, what does that do? What if the assistant, Joe Mazzulla, does take over?
And he does well.
And they win the championship.
Right. He's not coming
which,
back.
I mean, they're
right.
a contender. I don't think they would, but they're a contender. You can't rule it out. Or what if he doesn't win a championship, but they get to the finals, conference finals, and he's great? You're just looking at it like, wow, this guy can coach. You're not bringing him back. So there was talk, now it's been shot down too, but you know, who knows?
Right.
We'll see. But there was talk that he might resign.
Right.
If they go along with a year-long suspension.
Right. And just say,
I don't think that would be a bad move. Resign and move on. I think he can coach in the league again.
Yeah, but he would need some time, a buffer, a year or so.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, I don't think he'd be hired right away.
These people are that moral.
It's not about.
I think they got rules, but if he's with another organization, now obviously you want to sit down and find out the whole story and be like, look, there is a zero tolerance policy. You cannot, the first hint of anything like that, you're out.
Yeah, but the
dude can coach.
But the other thing that, we got that. I totally agree. But the other part is you got to be careful not to put other people in your organization in harm's way. If you hire the guy.
You think he's a stalker?
No, like I'm just saying, if you hire the guy,
Phil
then it's an
Jackson,
issue.
Phil Jackson, according to some of the books out there about him, had his share of extramarital affairs.
I'm not saying that this has never been done before. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I think he needs to sit on the sidelines for at least a year, and then we build his. I don't think he'll get a job.
What it allows you to do is rehabilitate your image.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to say this, Rob. He would be the Brooklyn Nets. Who on paper are nice, he's a much better coach than Steve Nash.
They wouldn't hire him this year, though.
And he was there. Remember, he was there a year ago. I'd be tempted. I ain't going to lie. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your thoughts on the M.A. Udoka situation? Some people think he's getting the short end of the stick. Others think he should be fired. What do you feel about the Ime Udoka situation? We didn't even get into Nia Long, Rob, because to me that's between him and her. They weren't married.
No, they've been partners since 2010.
Right. You know me, at my faith, I don't agree with what he's doing for sure. But there's a difference between being married and dating.
Yeah, but they're partners.
There's a difference, but I'm not saying they didn't have an agreement that we won't cheat. I'm just saying that's why you get married.
No, I get that part.
There's a difference between being married
together
and boyfriend, girlfriend.
Right, 2010, and they have a kid, a boy.
They do have a kid.
There's a family unit there.
I feel for her.
I do, too.
Because it's incredibly embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, Chris. Totally.
Yeah.
Everybody knows her. It's not like some wife nobody knows. Everybody knows
her. I met her at the game during the finals, not this year, but she was there for him. So it's unfortunate for her, and you feel for her. All right, your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in Season 1, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with Season 2 because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation,
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This had to be a request from Rob.
Something
from 1948.
No, it was a request from a friend of mine, Rod Coffee in Denver. You don't remember this show, Kimba the White Lion? The good Chris.
No.
Okay.
Hey, what is this? I mean, tell.
He's like a lion in the jungle.
Is it a cartoon?
Yeah, it's a cartoon. Kimba the White Lion.
Saturday morning cartoon?
Yeah.
What decade?
It's from the 60s. Kimba the White Lion.
I was born late. Unlike you, I'm late in the 60s. I'm barely in the 60s. All right. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Your thoughts on Ime Udoka's situation.
If they redid that show, it would be called Kimba the Black Lion. That's what they would call it this year. Okay.
What was it? Kimba the White Lion? Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's got to be racist.
All right. Aaron in Stockton. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, bud?
Hey, so how you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Great, man. You?
So I'm doing pretty good, man. So I agree with you guys on this, that Boston, they set a policy out and said, hey, we got a drill policy on this. And if you do this, if you mess with an employee, these are the consequences. So I agree that if he gets suspended for a year, then that's what he deserves because he broke the laws. Now, what I disagree with you guys is that take a year off and no other team should pick him up. Let's say he's suspended and he's free to go to another team. I don't think we have to wait a year to re-sign with somebody.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't Chris disagree
doesn't think,
with you.
Chris yeah, doesn't think so, Rob. But I'm that's saying Rob. Me. I just think you got to yeah. redo your, you know. There's
I do. Look, there's a if buffer. I was going to hire him, Rob, I'd be like, we got to sit down and have a talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, make sure none of this stuff is going to happen
again. You can't
again,
have it again.
But yeah. but he's
right.
a really good coach.
Let's do Corey in Seattle. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Corey?
How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good. You?
I mean, to be honest, I don't really care about the whole situation. I was more wondering if you guys want to talk about the Steelers' quarterback.
No, we're not doing that right now.
We'll
thanks
get
anyway.
To that later, yes. but yeah. Nah.
Appreciate it.
And Rob, look, some people don't care personally, but the bottom line is they have rules in place. And as to your point, for those that don't get it, if you are in a power position,
yes.
and let's say you're a coach and you have an affair with an assistant coach, you know, now you can promote that assistant coach based on, you know,
you got a
relationship with them or demote them if you break up, whatever. So that's why it's a power dynamic.
Exactly. It really is, even if it's consensual. Right. Todd, and I don't know what that is. Todd, you're on the Odd Couple. Oh, in Long Beach, I'm sorry. Todd, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Rob, Chris, hey, good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Man, I'm awesome. How you guys doing this afternoon?
We're great. What you got?
Hey, so this isn't about his ability to coach. It's not about the players or the front offices respecting him. It's one thing, and Rob said it already. It's straight-up liability. There is too much liability, and everybody's looking to sue somebody
yep.
six, seven figures. Right now, they're all getting paid. So it's just a dollars and cents thing. There's no way he can come back. There's no way.
He's not coming back to the show. I don't believe it.
Well, then they should fire him.
They should have fired him, but I don't know what that's all about, Chris. That's the
and
part
And maybe
I
they
know.
Will. You know, it's just reports right
so,
now.
So
maybe
judge,
they're weighing it, Rob, to see what the public outcry.
Chris, Judge just had his first at-bat. He walked on four pitches, so he's not up there just swinging. He's going to wait it
Let
out.
Me ask you this, and I don't think so because obviously he's been tearing the ball up recently. Do you think, though, you know, we saw it with Steph Curry, right, to get that three-point record. You know, the weight of doing it can get to players.
And Chris, they're standing, the whole stadium's packed, and they're standing for his at-bat. That's not how he's hit all year.
Yeah.
Let's
right.
squeeze MJ in from New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
Hello?
Go ahead, MJ.
What up?
Yeah,
what
go
up,
ahead.
What up? How y'all doing, man?
Good, good,
right.
good.
I think he'll be back based upon Boston getting out in front of this. I think possibly he just forgot to turn his paperwork to HR. Without having all the facts, I'll just say this. With all the Boston sports scandals, the top 10 hits, I'll say cell phone gate, Deflategate, Spygate, part 1 through 3. I'm going to coin this one, Thighgate.
You're going to call it Thighgate?
What did he say? Oh, Thighgate?
Trying to be cute? All right, MJ, thank you.
All right, thank you, brother.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in Season 1, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with Season 2, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boston Globe national NBA writer, friend of the show, the great Gary Washburn. What up, brother?
How's it going, guys?
Nothing going on in Boston. Thank you for giving us a few minutes,
because I know
you are
busy.
Just working your tail off.
Tell us something we don't know, please. Like, what? Why did this thing come out now? Was there any rumbling? Did anybody hear anything? Or how shocked were you when you heard it?
Yeah, Rob, I was pretty surprised last night. It was almost like 11 o'clock, and, you know, wrapping up the day and
right.
watching a little TV or whatever, and then suddenly, obviously, the Woj bomb breaks, and you're just kind of like, what the heck? And then all the details kind of start surfacing, and it's just a situation. And guys, you know, we've all covered professional sports. We've all, and, you know, and Rob especially, we've both covered Major League Baseball.
Yep.
This is not the first time that a coach right. or a manager, or this is not new in professional sports or sports period. But it just seems like, obviously, with today's times, it's just things that you just can't do this. This can't happen.
Gary,
there is some that Rob and I are like, look, it's a stated rule within
right.
the
this
organization.
Is what they,
so
right.
you can't, you broke it. But there are some that feel, because kind of like you said, this is not totally uncommon in sports, that Udoka's being treated unfairly. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know if he's being treated unfairly. I want the folks to wait for all the details to come out
right.
to find out what's all going on here. You know, there's things we're hearing about, that things we can't confirm. It's a situation where he should have known better. He's you know, this guy, it's sad and disappointing, because this guy has fought for nearly a decade to
yes.
become an NBA head coach. You know, he's had many interviews where he didn't get the job. He's coached in San Antonio. He went to Philadelphia. He went to Brooklyn. Like, he has paid his due.
Yep.
And he gets the Boston Celtics job. And then a year in, this is what happens. This taints his reputation, taints his name, kind of affects the organization. Like, this is the sad part about it. The sad part, there's a lot of sad parts and layers to this story. One of them is like, wow, man, like, what were you thinking? Like, you might cost yourself everything because of your ego.
Gary, I don't believe he'll coach the Celtics again. I don't. I think that, you know, it is, as you talked about, your reputation and the organization, for them to not work with a coach who just got them to the NBA Finals and talk about a year suspension tells you there has to be some severity to this.
Yeah, of course, Rob. And I think the situation, this is a guy who came in, taking over Brad Stevens. Stevens' voice started getting lost in the organization. They were tuning him out. They thought that Brad might have been a little too soft. They wanted someone with more discipline, someone who was, you know, had been there before, who could give them harsh constructive criticism, who could tell them, hey, you need to be on time. You need to stop yelling at the refs, things like that. Discipline, professionalism, and this is what your professional coach does. I don't know how long it takes for you to come back from that. I think he will coach in the league again. Everyone loves a comeback story.
Sure.
Everyone loves a reclamation project. Everyone, you know, we haven't heard from him. You know, if I'm him, I admit I'm wrong. I try to get some therapy, some help, you know, spend time with my son, things like that. Say, hey, I'm just going to, you know, reflect, you know, get my mental together, get things right, you know, and because maybe he got lost in all this. You know, I mean, we've both all covered professional sports. You know, professional sports, the life is alluring.
Yes,
absolutely. You know, the NBA life is very alluring, and it can get you in trouble. And I think in this situation, it got him in trouble. And so I do think he'll coach again. He's only 44 years old. He can come back. I don't know if it's in Boston. I don't know what kind of respect the players will have for him when he comes back. Obviously, a lot of apologies, a lot of, you know, things need to happen before that, you know, occurs. And obviously, then he's got to serve a suspension. You know, it happened in Boston recently with Alex Cora participating in that Astros situation,
yep.
and kind of getting, you know, banned for a year. But that was a Major League Baseball suspension, and the Red Sox brought him back because he had won them the World Series. But that was something of trying to win. That was kind of cheating the game. I don't know, you know, you can judge of what you think is a worse penalty, you know, worse, you know,
offense
thing to do. Yeah, offense is cheating the game or being off the floor and having issues there. But in a sense, he did, you know, Cora was welcomed back with open arms, partially because the Red Sox were terrible in the year he was gone, and he had just led them to a World Series. They were trying to win baseball games. You know, Udoka won this team basketball games. That's why I think he's not being fired.
Well, I was going to ask you, Gary, is there a chance, because we're just going off the reports that it could be a year-long suspension. Is there a chance he just gets fired? Because where I am with Rob on is I don't think he can come back after a year. I mean, unless Mazzulla or whoever were to take over is horrible. And they have a horrible season. What if they win the championship? What if they get to the finals or the conference finals and Mazzulla's clearly doing a great job? I just don't know that you can bring him back after a year in under many circumstances. So do you think there's a chance that they just part ways? Or there were rumblings that he might even resign. I know some people have shot that down, but what are you hearing?
Yeah, I think that they'll take their time with this. If he's not going to resign, I don't think that they're going to fire him right now because they don't have to fire him. A suspension will do. Now, like you said, Chris, if they come and reach the conference finals or go back to the NBA finals and Joe Mazzulla ends up being, you know, the next Pat Riley or whatever,
right,
then there's going to be a problem. And then you might say, okay, we don't want you. We'll settle out your contract. You can now pursue other jobs. Now, after a year, as I mentioned before, he'll be a highly desired coach.
Right.
I mean, there'll be a lot of teams that say, "Hey, that was a year ago, right? You're good now, right? You know, here's some guidelines of what to do. Okay, you win us some games, you take us to the finals." So I don't think his coaching career is over. I do think he needs to take a year off.
Here's my other thing: is it possibly a financial thing with the year? Because, you know, he wouldn't get paid for this coming year, right? So it's a fine. You get suspended without pay. Is it anything financial? Because I think you would either be fired. It doesn't make sense to me, like, to really believe he would be welcomed back a year later. It would just open up the story and start it all over again.
Exactly. And then you're talking about what does suspension mean? Can he not go to practice? Can he not
right.
be in the building? Can he not be on the phone with the guys? Can he
right.
not give any guidance? Does he get a kind of a job in the organization that's like kind of a, you know, advisor, but don't go on the bench? Like, what does this act exactly mean? Or does that mean get the hell, go somewhere,
right?
We don't want to see you for 12 months. We don't want you
no contact, nothing, right? Don't call us, right?
Gary,
this is unprecedented.
What is the – because, look, you know, for guys to cheat or, you know, have these types of situations in the NBA or any pro sports league is not unusual. But what is his relationship with the players? Like, obviously he did a great job coaching them. Are dudes just really – do they really like him? Or are there some guys that are resentful in this type of thing? They won't look past. They'll use it, you know, as more reasons not to like him.
I think that at first he had a rough style that they weren't used to, and there were some ruffled feathers, but I think eventually they learned to really like him. So I think there's some hurt guys in that locker room, disappointed guys in that locker room who are like, man, why? You know, because you kind of look at your coach like, man, you kind of sold us out. Like, we're preparing, if you're the Celtics, they're saying, hey, we're preparing for a championship run. You know, even the Vegas, and Rob, you know, is you're a Vegas guy. The odds are still that the Celtics are favored to win the championship.
Yes.
So why would you act a fool off the floor or do something that jeopardizes that and messes with our chance to win a championship, our chance to make money, our chance to be on the Wheaties box? Why would you do that? So I think there's going to be some resentment, but I do think the players will bounce back. I think they're pretty resilient. But I do think he's going to have to figure out how to, you know, get those guys in his good graces again, because they've got to be upset.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Gary, great stuff, man.
Absolutely,
my goodness gracious. We appreciate you.
Yep. Keep up the good work, brother.
Guys, thanks a lot.
Yep.
All right. Shekel City is next. And big game coming up tonight. Steelers-Browns in an AFC North tussle. We'll talk about that as well. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards or We can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Shekel City is now.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Great place to check on Shekel City. Bet MGM, of course. Chris, I was 2-1 last night. My best bet, I'm going with the Browns to rebound after that debacle against the Jets. Browns hosting the Steelers, -4.5. I'm sorry. Steelers, Chris, their offense is awful. I'm going with the Browns. They scored 30 points against the Jets and just gave it up at the end.
Yep.
Also, baseball, Astros at the Orioles. I'm going with the over in the run total of 6.5, Chris, in that game. And the Braves at the Phillies, I'm going with over 7.5 in that contest. So Browns -4.5, that's my best bet. Going the over with the Astros, Orioles, and the over with the Braves. Excuse me, the Braves and the Phillies.
You're right?
I'm sorry about that. Yes, all good. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. And Chris, I did put down major shekels tonight.
Oh, wow.
I did.
Last time you put down major shekels, it cost you.
It did cost me. It cost me some money, but I'm going to do it anyway. I did it tonight.
I guess you got money to burn.
You know, with no real college tuition to pay for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like the I'm not paying what you paid. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I paid a ton, bro.
You paid a ton.
I ain't gonna lie. All right. Let's get to this game tonight. You mentioned it's Steelers at Browns. I'm with you. I think the Browns are the better team. I think they're going to, obviously, they know, Rob, they gave one away. I mean, that literally gave one away. We say that a lot. Oh, they gave it to
them. This one was a gift wrap.
Right. They literally gave them the game. So I do think they come out really fired up tonight, and I think they will win. Of course, no T.J. Watt for the Steelers, but you mentioned how bad their offense is, and that begs the question, how long do you go with Mitch Trubisky? Rob, there were already people during the preseason that wanted to see Kenny Pickett, the rookie, who is not your average rookie in that he's got a ton of experience.
Right. Right?
He played a ton of ball at Pitt. He's older. And so it's not like throwing in, you know, a really young rookie,
real
a Trey
green
Lance,
guy,
if you
right,
will.
Right.
Right. So Trubisky hasn't looked very good. He's got 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's only thrown for 362 yards. And, Rob, he's averaging 5 yards per attempt.
Chris.
I mean, that's worse than what Ben Roethlisberger
was. Are you shocked? I'm not shocked. I don't know what their love of Mitch Trubisky. I really was surprised that he got the job. And maybe they just feel like, you know.
Well, I'm not going to say I'm shocked.
I would.
Because, obviously, he hasn't done much. But I got to be honest. I expected more than this. Rob, Mitch Trubisky made a Pro Bowl, and I go, you go so deep. I mean, guys are injured. It might not be as impressive. But he did. You know, he's had flashes. I mean, he led the Bears to a couple playoff
games. 6 touchdowns in
the
game, right? We do say that.
Yeah, I mean, so I thought, you know, in Chicago, they didn't really believe in him. That's a bad organization right now. So I thought going to Pittsburgh with his athleticism, he can run a bit, that he'd be better, but so far he's not good. And my thing is this, Rob, if he's going to be mediocre, then I might as well let Kenny Pickett be mediocre. Because then maybe next year Pickett will be ready to rock and roll.
No, I'm with you. I mean, you don't want to, at some point, you can't waste snaps. You know, we talk about it all the time. They gave Mitch, if he has a poor outing, Chris, there could be a chance where there's rumblings and maybe just, not even just rumbling, but a change. He cannot have another poor outing. He's got to play better. And their offense, we saw it even when they barely beat the Bengals. And remember, the Bengals had 5 turnovers in that game. And if it wasn't for a missed extra point, Chris, they would have lost. The Steelers would have 5 takeaways and lost the game.
7 sacks, 5 takeaways, and an L. So you're right. He's got to do better. He's got to start tonight. And if he doesn't, those rumblings will get louder and louder. And depending on how good Pickett's looked in practice, you might throw him in there. I think, you know, Trubisky was named the captain. So they may give him a little bit of rope. But like we said, if he's just going to be mediocre, I can be mediocre with the rookie and let him get some valuable experience. All right, we got 2 hours left of the iCouple. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.